control me. Act her. Go on, act her.
Miss Carmen, what does your son like to do?
Ooh, he loves playing with his Clyde Frog and Wellington Bear. Man, we're pretending, remember? Sex and drugs. Oh, I mean sex and drugs.
Oh. Whatever.
I'll do what I want.
Oh, whatever. You ain't tough, ho. I run with gay.
Oh, yeah? I run with 12 guys. And we only commit hate crimes. Whatever. I'll do what I want.
Whatever. You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. I ditch class and go shoot heroin in a school bathroom.
Whatever. I ran for Congress and won. Then I had sex with an intern, killed her, and hit her body. Whatever. I'll do what I want.
Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
How's it going, Rochelle?
Whatever.
Whatever. I do what I want. I don't care if I ruin Christmas. Fuck you. I do what I want.
I don't know what you're talking about, Eric.
Oh, my God. All right.
Whatever. Fucking yeah. Fucking shit and stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to get into too much details over the last few days because it involves off-show stuff, which we talk about sometimes, but not certain things. But yeah, it's been a bit dramatic. And
a bit.
All I can say
today
is
today I have been living a Jerry Springer nightmare. We'll just say that.
Let's just say this. And I will say one more thing is you kind of end up with the family you have, and sometimes it feels like they're from different planets.
Yes.
Trash your planets.
Whatever. I don't care.
You do what you want, and we'll fucking do what we're going to do.
We're going to do what we want, and fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just a bit. Yay. And how do you compromise with that? You leave the city.
Yeah, pretty much. But let's, without saying much more, I can play another clip, which will kind of illustrate a bit of what we're facing.
What are these?
Those are your new shoes, Dawn.
Those aren't the right kind. I told you, cha-cha heel, black one.
Nice girls don't wear cha-cha heels.
Give me those presents. I don't need to wear those ugly shoes. I told you the kind I wanted. You ruined my presents.
You devil! Come here! You pay for this! You devil! Go to Davenport! Look at your mother and
let me alone!
Such a devil!
Don't
you
touch me!
Come back!
Lay off me! I hate you! Fuck you! Fuck you both, you awful people! You're not my parents! I hate you! I hate the devil! I hate Christmas!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
What can I say? That's that.
Never ever thought that I've had to deal with any of this sort of stuff. And I've never actually thought that I would have to deal with someone being
completely
greedy,
ridiculous. You know, it's, you try and do good things, Rochelle. You try and do good things to make people's lives easier. And then you end up with a big shit sandwich served up to you. And a lot of tears, a lot of angry people, and a lot of I don't know what you call it.
I don't know.
It's just all fucked up.
Frustration and headaches. That's what I'm ending up with.
Yep. And that's all we're gonna say about that. How's your family doing?
Merry Christmas.
How's your family doing, listeners? I'd like to know. info@tiptaptip.com. Have they made you cry today?
Or do you have any horror Christmas stories? Because I think everybody tries to. Tries to have like a good, perfect Christmas, and sometimes it just gets out of hand. And your expectations, you're like, why the fuck did I even think that it was going to be any different than it was last year? Really?
Yeah.
You know, so my expectations for Christmas are so fucking low. Like my expectations for Christmas are, is there even going to be one? And if there is one, wow, amazing.
It's October, which is really weird.
At least with Calgary family.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. No, it's all fucked up. info@tiptaptip.com is our email address. You can send stuff to that, like your favorite Christmas stories. The time you woke up on...
We could seriously make a movie about somebody.
Yeah, we could do that. It would be interesting.
Anyway.
If you like our show, listen or subscribe for free to from our website, which is tiptaptip.com. You go there and you listen or you subscribe for free, just like those things I just said, right?
I fucking deserve it, man.
I do what I want. Fuck you.
I don't give a shit what you do. I can do what I want to do.
Anyways, we're also on Stitcher, which is an application for an iPhone. Or if you're like...
What? You're going to give away your iPhone?
No. You can get Stitcher, which is the application, which you listen to
podcasts. Oh, shit. I thought that there was an application to fill out to get an iPhone. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be interesting. But you can also get it on an Android phone, which is something new I got the other day because I was sick of sucking the dick of Rogers and Apple, actually.
I thought that you liked Apple, though. I know that you were having problems with Rogers, but...
I was having problems with Rogers, but I think it was just... just last week, I switched my provider from Rogers to Wind Mobile. It's not a plug for them, so whatever. If it works for you, it works for you. But my contract is up, and I switched to an Android phone, which is totally weird because usually it's usually the other way around.
I don't even know what it means. They both look the same to me.
They look the fucking same, and after a week of...
It's just a different network connection, right?
It's just a different software and different hardware, kind of.
Oh.
I don't know. So I switched my phone, and I don't know. I'm fine with it. I don't know what problems are. You know, like I.
Well, yesterday, or on Thanksgiving, or Sunday, Thanksgiving dinner at a friend's place, and I'm trying to use the phone in my friend's house, and it wouldn't work.
It was a weird dead zone. That was weird, eh?
It was weird.
But, okay. One thing was wrong with it, but fuck it. All right, whatever.
Is that your phone ring?
That's my phone. It's my thing doing things. Who cares?
Oh, I like it. It's nice and soft. It's a pretty song, Eric.
Anyways, so I switched and yeah.
And you like it.
I like it.
Well, you figured out that if you continued with your Rogers, then you would actually be saving money by paying them out and starting with a new company.
Exactly.
So that's pretty cool when you can figure that out.
Did the math, and it actually cost...
'Cause Wind is fucking cheap.
Cost me less money to switch and go to them than it would be to stay with Rogers and keep my contract.
So. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I think those big phone companies are kind of going to be kind of fucked because, like our phone bill is what, $40?
Yeah.
And that, like, no extra fees for anything, like no answering message fee. For like more text messages, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's
all that stuff is so dumb.
The only shitty thing is it just works in like major sort of cities and that's it. Really about it.
Yeah, but when are we out? We're out in the country so rarely, it doesn't really matter. Right. And when we're out in the country, it's kind of nice not to have a phone that works.
Yeah, there you go. It's like a feature out there.
Except when we're stranded and bears are eating us, then it might be nice to have.
Ring, ring. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Whatever. I do what I want. I keep my fucking Rogers phone. If you don't like it, fuck you.
I stuffed my cell phone in my tits.
Fuck.
It's true.
It is true. It's fucking people. What else is going on?
I don't know. I kind of like making our imitations of white trash people. It's fun.
And it's not because we watch a lot of movies and we watch Jerry Springer. It's coming from...
Are white trash, are they kind of the same as hillbillies?
It's kind of like the same...
Like, would hillbillies be more trashy than white trash? Like, just because they would have probably that inbreeding factor?
Well, I think here's the way it works, from my understanding. Hillbillies live in the country, right?
Someone should make a diagram or a graph of, like, progression of stupid people to smart people.
I hope certain people don't listen to this show. Oh, whatever. It's not like fucking Christmas is going to get better.
It's not like there's no backing out of this shit now.
We've already got 7 courses.
The shit has already hit the fan. At this point, it's like...
Fuck, it's a jet engine, man. Fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well.
And it's kind of amusing at this point because it's just so ridiculous.
Speaking of, people.
Spit it out.
Yeah, that's right. I'm all worked up. I'm all worked up about things.
Okay.
And sometimes it's difficult to spit things out, so I'll just say this, which I was going to say earlier, I'm going to say now. Send your topic ideas, questions, stories, anything you'd like.
You already said that. You did say that. When you thought that you said that you were going to say that, you actually did say it.
Okay. Anyways.
You don't remember saying that?
I said my beginning of the show thing.
Oh, this is the middle of the show thing.
But now I'm doing it only like 10 minutes and 40 some odd seconds into the show.
Oh, you have it that planned out?
No. I just looked at the clock and see how much we are into the show. A 20-year-old Brazilian woman is auctioning off her virginity, not giving it out for free, in a one-time tryst on an airplane. To make the skies even friendlier, that's funny, Katerina Miglerini says she'll donate some of the money to provide housing for poor families. You okay?
So that, what the fuck?
What? You just lost your shit there.
Yeah, well, because it's like, you know, you picture these poor people, and these poor people were like, how did you get your house? I got some money from this girl who sold her pussy.
Basically.
Like, it's so fucked up.
So
it's like she's trying to make something that's so fucked up. She's trying to make it into a good thing. Well, I know. Donate to charity.
Shut up. She'll do what she wants. And fuck you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you, you're a bitch in a text message. Fuck you.
My virginity is so awesome. I got nothing.
Okay. To make the skies even friendlier, Katerina Miglerini says she'll donate some of its money to provide housing for four families in her native of San Catarina in southern Brazil. The internet bidding reached $160,000 Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon.
Sorry. Don't do that.
Sorry, I had a thing in my throat.
Supposed to turn your face away from the microphone when you do the gross noises.
Pardon me. At least we're not eating crackers this time.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Shit for that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am sorry. But it did help me stay awake and do the show.
The auction ends October 15th. She insisted that she's not a hooker, and she still believes in love.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what she says.
If someone pays you for sex, it doesn't mean that you're a hooker? Well, shit.
No, here's what she has.
What the fuck have I been waiting for?
Here's what she has to say about that. For me, it's not prostitution. When someone does something once in his or her life, this is not considered a profession. If you take a picture and it comes out good, you're not a photographer because of it.
What?
That's her.
That analogy doesn't even work at all.
Miglerini is having sex for the first time as part of the Australian film project called Virgins Wanted. Okay.
Oh, but she's not a porn star, though.
No, she's doing it for...
It's art.
It's kind of like making photographs.
Wow. You could probably come up with an excuse for everything if you think about it.
Oh, you can justify anything.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She's getting $20,000 and a 90% cut of the auction price. The documentary also features a male virgin called Alex Stepanov, who received $1,300 bid on Friday.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, female virgins are more of a thing. Like, I guess they're more, you know, if you're into fucking virgins, the female virgin is much more, that's what I'm looking for, prestigious. It's more of the catch. Like, guys will fuck anything, so they lose their virginity. they'll lose their virginity, like, looking at a wall.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, when it was the guy version, I thought you meant, like a guy, as in another guy is going to fuck another guy.
No, it's just, like, some dude, like, you know, some...
Oh, well, yeah, then whatever.
who hasn't gotten his rocks off yet in a woman's vagina.
Oh.
That's why they only...
Yeah, I don't really understand that whole... virginity thing, but mm-hmm. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Mom and Mom can't control me. Act her. Go on, act her.
Anyways, whatever. Do what I want.
You should have got like the Little Britain chick.
Oh yeah, pretty much. Oh my goodness. We have a new video. You remember Catherine Chloe Cahoon, the author of
our favorite person ever, apparently Eric.
What's the book called again?
Her.
It's called Guide to Meeting European Men, or How to Meet How to Meet European Man. She's an author. She has a YouTube channel, which apparently I seem to talk about every video she brings up.
We are probably her biggest fans.
Yeah, we certainly follow her. That can't be denied there, but she put up a video. Usually it's her discussing sort of aspects of love and how to meet European men, whether it's how to impress a French man, how to do this, how to do that. Apparently she has a music video. I didn't know this until I received the email.
What?
Until I received the email alert, because I do subscribe to her YouTube channel and I've checked off the box which says, email me when a new video is uploaded. I'm that much of a fan. Yeah, have a look. This is
crazy.
It's a video, and I will be posting this up on our Facebook page as well as our website. You can check it out. This is her, Catherine Chloe Cahoon. But if you are listening for like the first time and going, well, who the fuck is this lady singing? I do encourage you to check out the rest of her videos, which is on her channel. And I think I'll put up a link to that as well. And yeah, this is her song called But I Do. It's all about love and shit.
A stranger in a faraway world. How do I get noticed? Just one girl.
She's getting off the plane like a movie star, and she drops her bags and she's checking out this man from afar. She's got nerdy glasses.
Bet you they're reading
on
her book.
She's got glasses like mine. Ray-Bans. Oh yeah, she's reading her book. And then her friends are like, you need a makeover if you want to meet this guy. Oh my god, that's like in my book. And then he looks over and smiles at her. She's like, I got my red dress on now.
So you say, how many shots of the book do you need in this video?
And then he's looking at the book too. And now all the guys are checking her out because she's wearing her red dress. Oh no, wait, now she's wearing her matching dress with two other girls, and they're doing some line dancing like Beyonce.
Okay, I don't think this is actually her singing.
No, it's not. Oh, she's really showing her panties lots. Wow, lots of high kicks.
We can stop this video anytime you want, because I'm actually pretty much done with this. Okay, she said that word.
What did she say?
But I do. What's the name of the song?
Wow, what is with her? She really likes to show off her legs and her panties.
Yeah, she does that.
She's like, oh my god, my panties.
If you would rate this song...
How to Meet European Men. Just flash on your panties.
Just flash your panties and don't wear any underwear.
Yeah.
Or flash your... things. Don't wear anywhere.
Your coochie.
Fuck. Woo! Firing on all burners.
Whoa, there she goes again. High kick. Another high kick. You gotta like count all the high kicks in the song. Oh, now the guys are fighting over her because she knows how to attract European men so well that now they're all attracted to her.
Oh my goodness.
And they're all standing there and looking at her panties once again as she's being spun around in the air. Oh my god, they all want me. Oh, and they're all touching me and spinning me. And then she found her one guy, and now she's grinding with him on the dance floor, because that's what you do in Europe. You grind.
Now, I just recalled this. One of the things that I found out with my phone is, because it's an Android phone, you have a whole different sort of apps that you can get, right?
Now, you can talk to the phone, and it has a speaker thing, you say stuff
one of the things I know I'm going to have to do at one point is I'm going to have to find a new app for facts, right? Because before
that was a good one.
Because we use
this. But can't you just do it on the computer because the computer's a Mac?
No, it doesn't work that way. It fucking sucks.
What do you mean?
Like
you can't find apps on your computer?
But, well, I may as well. I want it on my phone.
Or on the iPod?
I suppose I could find it on my old phone.
iPad?
On my iPad, I could do that.
Well, then just do that.
But I was browsing through the Android app store, and they have a variety of different applications. And I don't know what I was searching for when I found the application called Ass. But it does exist in the Android store. I did do a tweet about it the other day.
Okay, and, what were you looking for, Eric?
Assistant.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Associated.
Now everybody knows your secret.
But
your secret. What's your secret, Eric?
Ass.
You like asses.
But this is the this is fantastic part. This is the description of the application. It says here, ass, exclamation point. Ass loads of ass. Butts, booty, rumps, bums, rears, and all that. Big asses, small asses, whatever you want. These girls did their daily butt workout. You can save or delete ass of the ass pictures. And it says here, from the makers of boobs. And then with every application.
Did you get it?
I can get it for free. It's a free application.
Yeah, I want to see it.
And then with every application, every time there's a change or an update to it, they say kind of what's new. And in here, this section says further what's new. It says added lots of new asses. And really, I did like when you install it, really, that's all there is. It's just, I'll put it on my phone and really.
The one fact thing that I got on my phone is sex facts.
Yeah.
And that one's
so here's kind of interesting. It's basically, it's just pictures of asses. That's all it is.
Wow.
It's really all you get.
So if you were an ass man, you would be like, yeah, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Are these real people?
Yeah.
Wow. She's just totally like bending over. Oh, booty.
So if you're.
Holy cow.
So if you're.
Oh my goodness. This is ridiculous.
So if you're an Android user, I'll be posting a link to this in the Android Play Store. You can download ass.
Did you look at boobs?
No, I actually did not get to that one.
Wow. Because you like ass so much, right?
It was big into the the ass.
So like when you're on the bus coming home, you just look at pictures of ass.
No, because then that would be a fucking creep. That would be weird and it would not be cool.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy in the bus who's kind of huddled over, sweaty, pale, and looking at pictures on his phone. You don't want to be that guy.
No.
You'd be that guy at home, but it's not cool being that guy in a public place.
I don't think it's that cool to be that guy.
Okay, well, maybe. Well,
anywhere except behind closed doors where no one sees you at all.
I wonder if there's an application called.
Like, I don't want to know if you're looking at that.
I wonder if there's an application called Dick, which is made specifically for the ladies.
I know there's a penis book. I'm going to put that on my Christmas list.
Anyways. Ass. That's the name of the app we were talking about in the Android Play Store thing on the phone. I can get that for free. No money. I have to pay for this. Such a quality app. I look at pictures of asses all days. Not a cent I have to spend to do it.
Yay.
Look in here. We're done.
I'm done with the asses. I don't want to talk about asses anymore.
Dick.
You don't even have to type it, Eric. You can just push the little speaker thing and talk into it.
Oh, yeah.
Like on Star Trek.
Yeah. It's funny. I can't remember what I was watching. Oh, yeah. It was Demolition Man. Shell and I were watching on Friday because we had an unofficial Sylvester Stallone marathon, which consisted of two movies that we watched. We watched Demolition Man and then we watched Copland.
And the best part about Demolition Man is when he's naked. He's ripped. See if there's a one that's called that. Ripped.
I'm sure there is, but I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to look at the thing. But we're watching Demolition Man, and back in the 90s, like something that you carried around in your hand that was roughly about the size of the book that had a screen on it that you talked to a display of somebody's face and they talked back to you was like crazy shit. It was like
yeah, they just had those big things on the table. excuse me, that kind of, like, they were the size of our computer monitor with people's faces on it. But yeah, nothing smaller than that. And it was like big and clunky. And me and Eric are just laughing at it.
Because, like, I'm like,
they just couldn't fathom it, right? They couldn't fathom a small little device like what we have
now. Yeah, because like back then it's like this crazy futuristic book-like device. And now I have like the iPad. I'm like, well, my iPad's kind of better because it's smaller and I basically can do the same thing. I can talk to somebody and you know, they can see my face, I can see them, and they can talk back. It's like, it's bonkers. But we still don't have the cryogenic freezing, which is kind of nice.
No, but they can do that, but they can't unthaw people yet.
They haven't figured the reviving part of it, but yeah. Maybe that's what they do. We just wait.
I don't think that it's possible. If you had lots of money, would you do it?
Sure, give it a shot. I could wake up in the future, Rochelle. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Not really. I think it would probably suck.
You think? The future is going to be shitty?
Well, I just don't think that they can keep the person, like, they can probably revive, or, I don't know. I just don't.
We have iPads in our future, right now.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different because that's computer technology, like, unfreezing people, that's an organism, that's biology, that's very, very different, Eric.
That's not our problem. That's the future people's problem.
The only way that's going to be possible is if there's some sort of secret club where vampires actually do exist and you end up being cryogenically frozen, but you are already a vampire before they freeze you or something.
Are you in drugs?
Secret like that.
Did you have some drugs in your tea or something?
I had a beer.
Oh, it's crazy town. It's crazy town at Tip Tap Tip headquarters. It's crazy.
Whatever. That's just as far-fetched as freezing someone and waking them up. That'd be the same as, like, okay, you're going to kill a fish, right?
Yes.
And then you put the fish in your freezer, and then you unthaw it, and then it becomes alive.
Well, there's certain...
Can't think about it, right? That's just not going to work. That's stupid.
Certain animals that you can put in the freezer and then bring back, like lizards and shit.
No, they can't even do it on... You can't even do it on a lizard. It just wouldn't work.
It just wouldn't work. Fuck, and they're fine. And if everybody thinks otherwise, them! They're full of shit! I know science! You're a fucking asshole! Fuck you!
Fucking science and shit! The only way that it would work is if you get your DNA copied... And like in that stupid movie Multiplicity, that's the only way that you are somehow going to continue and living and stuff.
I've never seen that movie. That's the one with
Michael. You know when they like clone your
DNA. Yeah, that's the one with Michael Keaton. And I'm like, that'd be a good idea.
It's so dumb because every time he's cloned, he gets dumber. Oh, that's kind of like our stupid like hillbilly to smart person. That's Multiplicity would be a good example of that because he gets dumber every time he's cloned.
So like every copy
is dumber.
I gotta see that movie. It's on Netflix. Maybe
yeah, we'll watch it. And tonight. Then like the eighth copy is like fucking caveman dude.
Nice.
Fire!
Could you imagine like a caveman version of myself?
I think I would be scared of a caveman version of you. You're already pretty hairy.
Hey, be nice. I'm not a fucking gorilla. But I'm just so.
Yeah.
But I'm also don't look like a 12-year-old boy. Like, you know, I look like a fucking regular person.
No, okay, but are you saying that if you were a caveman, would you be hairier and would you have a bigger head because you already have a really big head?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. Let's see about that. I think my head would be just
the same.
The same, but maybe a little bit more rigid.
So not Cro-Magnon.
Cro-Magnon. Cro-Magnon.
Although, yeah, Magnum's the condoms. Oh, sorry. What is it called?
Cro-Magnon? Correct? Magnum?
See, you don't even know. Why are you laughing at me if you don't even know?
Because all I know is that what you're saying is wrong. That's the most important part, whether I'm right or not. Actually, you know...
I'm smarter. Me.
It's funny, though, because it seems like in every argument that you have where you're like, this can be better. And I'm like, no way, that's full of shit. Stop doing that. You always seem to be right. Always, consistently.
Yeah, I know. That's like, I mean, how many years has it taken?
Like when we were fighting over the kitchen island, I'm like, kitchen island. I'm like, we don't need a fucking kitchen island. Our kitchen's good enough as it is. And as
And then we got it, and then you were like, I'm like, this kitchen is awesome.
This kitchen island is awesome, and if whoever thinks that it isn't, is a fucking piece of shit.
I think we should have you record it. Well, I guess now we will have you recorded saying that I am always right, and from this point
you're
on,
more often right.
Anytime we argue about something, I will refer to this episode.
When is this episode?
250?
No, it's 326, I guess.
Okay.
When it comes to stuff around the house, as resistant as I am, which seems to be a trait in my family.
Is this what we're figuring out? Is this our life lesson this week?
When it comes to certain things, there's certain traditions around the house that
I'm trying to figure out what you do when you're lying. Like, I think you touch your nose. I think that that's when you like you're kind of saying something, but you're not really.
Okay. Anyways, you tend to, when it comes to how, like stuff around the house, you tend to be more right than wrong, right?
Yeah, I know. Yes, please say that. Remember saying this.
Rochelle's the best.
I'm always right. Fuck you.
Rochelle's the best. Me.
Frickin' shit.
Let's get on to things. A clip. We don't have this anymore, but I guess in the 90s and 80s, they had cable access TV where anybody could get a TV show.
And all those shitty TV shows on, yeah.
Like this was
PBS
one.
PBS and stuff?
No, not even that. Like, you know, you had like your Channel 10, which is just like, you know, your Shaw. Do you remember
yeah,
this?
Yeah, Shaw still has
that's
random
like,
shit
well, that's
on
kinda
it.
Like, well, like how Tom Green had it, got his start doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I like
that
channels.
Public access television, right? This is a clip from a lady called the Alexis Taylor Show, which I guess was out in New York. And this is some things. This is a clip called Dick Will Make You Slap Somebody.
This one woman was telling me, she said she was having sex with this man. And she was sitting on top of him, riding him. And she said she had gotten into a groove, so, you know, she might have gripped his head or she might have put her hands on his shoulders or locked them around the back of his neck. So she made sure it was just like a horse. She had that saddle and she had the rope, so she couldn't let go. And as she got into that groove, she's sitting on him, she rocking and she rolling in her rhythm, and she had just forgotten where she was. She got into a deep state of euphoria because she said the dick was good. But it's all a problem, though. She said the dick was so good that as she started rocking, she just got into it, and all of a sudden, she said something just hit her. Bam! All upside his head. Just slapped him. Dick will make you slap somebody. So y'all need to remember that. That's why I'm trying to deal with the fact.
Wait a minute. Now you telling me a story, and then you switch it on me and say the woman in ecstasy and turn around and slap somebody.
She slapped him upside the head. And I said, why did you slap? She said,
Does this happen?
Dick will make you slap somebody.
This has never happened to me. Maybe I don't know. Maybe something about my technique. Maybe something I'm missing. I don't know. But I've never been slapped because my dick has never made nobody slap me. But I don't know.
I've never slapped anybody.
Thank you.
So I couldn't help it. She just.
Now, I know your audience. Okay, go on.
No, go ahead.
No, you finish your story. I want to hear why she slapped him.
I told you, she said she just got into this groove. She found her rhythm. See, that's what women don't realize. That's one reason why we get caught. Because the penis is a very powerful organ. It's a very deep, spiritual, sexual.
I'll make you slap somebody.
Heat-seeking missile. It's just like a rocket. See,
sorry, I missed that part. What'd she say?
She's like looking so serious. She's like, it's a heat seeking missile. What the fuck?
It's just like a rocket. See, and inside of every rocket, there's information encoded in it for it to do what it do. He's and her, they have become one on that spiritual, sexual level. So she starts to find the groove in the parts of his penis.
Sorry, I have to say that the woman who's sitting across from her is looking very unimpressed and kind of...
Yeah, because her explanation sucks. And like, it does, like, still doesn't make any sense. She just keeps on talking about the dick, and the lady's like, okay.
Dick will make you slap somebody.
Start hitting the parts of her vagina walls.
harmonizing them, making them sing, honey. So she feel like she's in church jumping and shouting because that man hitting them walls like she need him to hit them walls. So she said it was so good. And she relaxed and she said at one instant it was feeling so good to her. The thought crossed her mind that he might let somebody else have a little sample of that. She said it's just the feeling of being caught up in the pleasure and then thinking about, wait a minute, he might do this right here. She said she just slapped him. So I'm just saying sometimes we have to be aware of that because dick will make you slap somebody in the face. Dick will make you lose control. Dick will make you pull a gun and shoot somebody in the damn face. See, you got to be careful. That's why, because a lot of us have really gone overboard with this. I told and then, you.
Anyways.
And then across the screen in typed face, there's like, dick will make you slap somebody.
It's apparently. Now, back to what she was saying. I guess her explanation was that in the throes of passion, for a brief second, a woman will think, wow, this is so fucking good. How could I ever imagine that this would be happening to somebody else? And at that moment, dick will make you slap somebody. am I following right? Or
I don't. I'm sorry, but if it's really that good, like you're not thinking about stuff like that.
Like, what would it be like if somebody who's screwing somebody else slap?
Yeah, I mean, I've never thought about that at that time. That's weird.
And apparently not, because I've never been slapped.
Yeah.
So that. Me. It's pretty good. Anyhow.
Carmen, what does your son like to do?
Ooh, he loves playing with his Clyde Frog and Wellington Bear. Man, we're pretending, remember? Sex and drugs. Oh, I mean sex and drugs. Whatever. I do what I want.
Anyways.
I do what I want.
Whatever. Moving along. This is a story about a family that get together and have lots of fun at weddings.
Now to that wild scene caught on camera last night in Philadelphia. What started with a pair of weddings at a fancy hotel ended with cops swarming the lobby and at least four people under arrest. Here's NBC's Janet Chamlian.
A wedding gone wild at a Philadelphia hotel. Guests of two separate wedding parties going at it in the lobby of the Sheraton Society Hill early this morning. In the midst of the chaotic scene, a woman in a white dress is knocked to the ground.
Did they just deck the bride?
That's the voice of 15-year-old Max Schultz, a hotel guest who took the video and then posted it online.
It just started punching each other and hitting each other, and the police came in and started clubbing people.
Loud screams as police can be seen swinging batons. One man appears to be thrown down by an officer. Police say they were outnumbered, that at one point at least 75 people were involved in the alcohol-fueled brawl that started in the bar and then spilled into the lobby. Several people were hurt, and one man died from a heart attack, a 57-year-old believed to be an uncle of the bride. For its part, the Sheraton released a statement saying they were cooperating with the ongoing police investigation and offered heartfelt condolences to the family.
The Sheraton couldn't really do much. It was out of their hands. There were too many people.
Police made three arrests for disorderly conduct, and more could follow after what should have been a beautiful night turned very ugly. Janet Chamlian, NBC News.
Well, that's quite the wedding.
That is crazy.
You know, I've been to a number of weddings, but I've never been to a wedding where 75 people end up in a brawl, the police have to come, and somebody dies. But that's, maybe I have not been to the right weddings. I've always wanted to get into a fight while wearing my best clothes.
Why?
For something to do. Like dressing.
This
like
is the last thing I would want to do, wearing something awesome beautiful. And that's the last thing that you want to have at a wedding. I mean, that's just like setting up your whole marriage for disaster if your family can't even celebrate together and drink together.
Apparently, some people can hold their alcohol and some people can't when it comes to weddings.
We need to wrap this show up because our baby's crying.
Well, we'll just pause it for a second. How about that? Or maybe we'll just end it.
What the fuck?
So anyways, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip, your Christmas podcast. For all your Christmas happy needs, or all your happy families getting together, enjoying each other's company, not telling each other
or not
not telling each other to fuck off in text messages. Whoops.
Yeah, not using Facebook to publicly explain how much your family sucks. Awesome! I know what's wrong with people nowadays.
And, you know, and it's, maybe we're choosing the wrong channel by kind of implying some of the things which are going on, but it's not like they fucking listen anyways to this show.
No, they don't.
All right, whatever. Well, how's that for a load off one's chest? You feel better? Feel more relieved? You feel... it's like a sigh of relief.
And now but we can... I still want to punch somebody. I don't know why.
Yes. Dick will make you slap somebody.
It's a fucking dick.
Yep. Family make you punch somebody.
I want to look at this ass thing.
You can download it for your own phone.
I don't want to have it on my phone.
You don't want ass on your phone?
No.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Check us out on iTunes. We are Tip Tap Tip. Give us a good rating. Give us a good review. Tell your friends, etc., etc. info@tiptaptip.com is our email address. We like getting stuff, so send it, please. Nice messages. We need it. We deserve it after this shit. Thanks. Anyways, my name is Eric.
So we can pretend we have friends. My name is Rochelle.
All right, bye.
Bye.